Welcome to Happy Hour.
Happy, he says in quotation marks.
happy is subjective, really. It's your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Have I mentioned lately that f*** deer? Because, yeah.
Did Drew and I jinx you or what?
Yeah, you did. Like, oh my God. I'm on my way home last night, and sure enough, over at M24 in Newark. Smack. This one decided to take out the radiator, too, which is really fun. So I got coolant leaking like the Exxon goddamn Valdez over here.
Wow.
Like, this is lovely. This is my day.
Yeah, folks, be careful out there because it is hunting season and the deer are skittish.
And the hunters aren't doing a very goddamn good job.
Yeah, you got more deer than Drew has.
I feel like I usually do. Like, guys, I'm begging you here. I need you to up your game a little bit. Because these little bastards are just jumping out like they're Epsteining themselves here, man, and I'm not here for it.
You know what, Terry? That's it. I've had it. I've had it being a deer. These hunters aren't going to piece of me. Let's go to M24. I think I hear Sean.
Like, I swear that's the mindset here, man. Like, it's getting stupid. And that's the fun I start today's show with.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We've got a lot of stuff. Do we have that much stuff to get to? We'll get to some things. We'll play some music. We'll do some radio. It'll be okay or something. It's Happy Hour. It's Solid State Radio. Here's Greta Van Fleet. Cross is at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Adam, hockey, go.
Red Wings, preseason. They played against the Chicago Blackhawks. They lost that game. But I was kind of hoping it would be like the previous matchup between Detroit and Chicago, where Detroit owned them. 6-1 was your final. Michael Rasmussen in that game, really coming back from injury in good fashion. Before he got injured last season, he was playing really, really well. He was really using that big body of his. And he put up two goals that night. Last night against the Blackhawks, Valeno got two goals. And yes, Connor Bedard was on the score sheet.
I feel like there's an asterisk there.
Well, he scored an empty netter, but he had two assists on the night. So a three-point night in his first preseason game. Not too shabby. 4-2 was your final. And sometimes, I mean, I think this goaltending. I think when we're having a problem, it's due to goaltending.
I feel like it usually is.
Yeah, I mean, you had that Michael Hutchinson, which we got from Vegas.
Oh, wait, the guy from NXS?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah. two goals allowed. Finished the night with an .895 save percentage. Ville Husso came in. He let in a goal of his own. Finished the night with a .929. Save percentage. Husso, I'm not worried about. It's everybody else. I mean, Alex Lyon.
We're worried about Husso too.
Alex Lyon did well for the Wings in that game against that last game against Chicago, but this one, not so much. I thought Sebastian Kosa was going to get a time in net, and that has not happened. They are playing tonight. Tonight. They're taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. I like preseason because they have no problem playing three games in a row.
Right.
The NHLPA doesn't really frown upon that because they're bringing in players.
Have we played anybody other than Pittsburgh and Chicago yet, by the way? It doesn't feel like we have.
No, not at all. And that's every preseason. It's always Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. And you might have a random... Oh, we played the Capitals.
Oh, did we? I didn't even notice.
So Robbie Fabry will be in there. Hopefully he can get a couple good shifts in before he goes out with an injury. Charnick, Raymond, JT Compher. I think this is our first look at him. Gettinger, Stevens, Dominic Schein, Larkin, Hannes.
I recognize about half of those names.
Spezia, Daniel Sprong, Marco Casper, Alex DeBrincat. And then a bunch of people, there's a lot of people I don't know on defense. Tuomisto, Vero, Jeff Petrie.
Isn't that an Italian dessert?
Yes, it is. Yeah, he's fluffy. Marco, how you doing? Mo Sider, Wyatt Neubauer. Simon Edmondson. And
love
Jake
the
Lohman.
Name, but I feel like he's not nearly a good enough player to justify having such a badass name.
Yeah, yeah, he's probably not long for this team.
Better apologize to him.
Yeah, Lathamon. I don't even know his first name, but he's going to be in net.
That's a clothing line. I'm pretty sure you're just making these names up now, just, dude. Yeah. that's the clothing store that all the woo girls get excited about.
Oh yeah.
I went to the Lathamon outlet at Birch Run the other day.
And James Reimer will also be in net for your Detroit Red Wings. We're getting close to the home opener. The start of the season. They're going to be playing on the 12th against Jersey. That's going to be on ESPN Plus. I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Cannot wait. I can't wait to have real hockey again. It's time. Yep. I'm so ready.
Yep. Baseball is for the Tigers is done. So, you got to be getting excited about baseball playoffs.
Well, I'm always excited about baseball playoffs, but...
You know, a little surprise thing when I was looking at...
No Yanks, no Sox. I love it.
Oh, I didn't
Everybody in the AL East except... Oh, we'll do this next.
Yeah, okay.
here's Allison Chains at Solid State Radio. Social Distortion at your local alternative Solid State Radio. And can we just take a moment to appreciate that three teams from the AL East made the baseball playoffs this year, and none of them are the Yanks or the Sox?
Ha, ha, ha.
None
whatsoever.
I'm a
little surprised. I mean, because
I love it.
The Red
love
Sox
it.
Have had a lot of success in recent seasons, but not this year, apparently. You know what big surprise was? Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, that team went from being literal garbage to all of a sudden, like, wait, this team's competitive now? I haven't seen a competitive Orioles team, I think, since Buck Showalter was still alive. Also, I don't care that he's still alive. Don't call me out on that.
I'm not going to call you bluff. I have no idea who that cat is.
He's the last manager of any consequence for that team, if I remember right.
Okay.
But no, they that was a team that went, worst to first, essentially. Yeah, the Texas Rangers, who were... top of the NL West. Now they're like the fifth seed. The Blue Jays made it in, and that never happens. I mean, they're looking mighty damn good right now. And then you have Tampa Bay, where no one's going to the games, but they're still doing great. They only drew 19,000 to their wild card opener, which is the lowest for a postseason game since the 1919 World Series.
Wow.
They just don't support that team, which sucks because they've always been so good. Apparently, they're finally going to replace Tropicana Field, which needs to happen because that stadium's garbage and should have been torn down 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was only built like 29 years ago, but don't call me out on it.
Maybe they're going to look to relocate the team?
Well, they were threatening for a while. You remember we talked about it on the show a few years ago when they were going to...
That's right.
They were going to do a split season thing with, like, Montreal.
Yep.
Which was basically a precursor for them trying to move them outright.
Yep.
And everyone just was so up in arms about it that they abandoned that plan and then just went back to not showing up for the team as always. Look, I keep hearing about, but the traffic over at St. Petersburg and all this nonsense. Like, and I get that the stadium sucks, but look... You have a team that's consistently going out there and contending for titles, despite the fact that they don't spend any money. Would you go to a goddamn game, people? Because I like watching a team that's not New York or Boston succeed in that division and do it regularly and do it the right way, and quite frankly, draw a blueprint for how the poors of the league should be doing it. Instead. You know, no one's going to actually watch the games, and they're going to end up leaving for Nashville or something.
Oh, yeah. They don't have a baseball team, do they?
They're trying. Dave Dombrowski was part of the group that was trying to get one there. We'll see if it actually happens.
Yep.
But as far as actual playoffs go.
Or Vegas. Maybe they go to Vegas.
No, Vegas is getting the A's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's already happening. Yeah. With all that in mind, actual baseball going on, Brewers and D-backs, I'm actually mighty impressed to see. Because Arizona is another one of those teams that's been trash for a good long while.
They'll have those moments where they get really, really good, and then for like one or two seasons, and then they slink back into obscurity for like 10.
Like, they haven't been relevant since sometime
Randy
during
Johnson.
They weren't relevant since Randy Johnson, but I believe they've made the playoffs since Gibby was managing down there.
Yeah.
because that was a thing you probably don't remember, and
no,
I'll blame you.
I don't remember,
no. But no, so the D-backs won game one of that series in pretty dominant fashion. They're up 1-0 in their best of three. Phillies and the Marlins, we've talked about one thing with the Marlins, and that is that for whatever reason with this team, like until I think a couple years ago, every time they made the playoffs, they won a World Series. They'd only ever made the playoffs twice up to that point.
Yep. But never as the Miami Marlins. It was always the Florida Marlins.
Right. So the Phillies whooped on them pretty good. Bryce Harper going and being his usual show-offy self, and apparently chucked a helmet into the stands, and people are all upset about that.
Yep.
Which, you know, he ended up, some kid caught that thing.
Yep.
He ended up signing it for him. Which I thought was really cool.
Well, yeah, they took it away from him, and everybody's just like, oh, yeah, that's kind of BS. They throw the helmet out there to this kid, and they take it away from him. But he signed it and gave it back.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when you... A dude just, like, tossing a
hard
helmet into the stands. I feel like, yeah, everyone's up in arms about it, but when you consider that there's foul balls rocketing back there at, like, 100-plus miles an hour...
Right.
A dude just tossing up a helmet in the stands really isn't quite such a isn't so bad in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
I feel like.
No, I agree. You know what probably happened was that they took that helmet away from him, the kid, and gave it to Harper. And here you need this back. I gave it to that kid. I'm signing it. Take it back right now.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's worse things that could be thrown into the stands or jetted into the stands from a baseball bat.
No, absolutely there is. So, with the Marlins, like, I don't expect that this is going to be a completely just one-sided affair. I mean, Philly jumped out to an early lead here, and they've got an offense that can be mighty potent. But let's not forget here that Miami does have Luis Arraez, who was actually at one point flirting with a .400 batting average this year.
Wow.
Fairly deep into the season, he ended up finishing with .354 on the year, and he is by far the best hitter on that Miami team. No one else in the, I don't think anyone else in the everyday lineup is hitting above like .260. But I mean, looking at it, there's only two guys who are like, okay, you got a couple .200s, Segura being one of them. I seem to remember a certain goat who does a weekend show here really wanting to sign him. Kind of glad we didn't, but then again, Harvey Baez, so that really worked out well for us.
Right.
Other than the usual spots where you expect, okay, a shortstop who doesn't hit, a catcher that doesn't hit, no, you don't say. It's not like it's a completely devoid of talent roster, and your best hitter is better than the best hitter on the Phils, although Bryce Harper certainly coming through for him right now. I would imagine that series is absolutely going to go the distance, though. Like, the Marlins are going to come back and take at least one. I honestly could see them doing more damage than that. The other series still going on, the Rays and the Rangers. We already made fun of the Rays at length, but it seems like with the Rangers kind of slipping away, there was a while like they were leading the West. They were ahead of the Astros. And then the Astros did Astro things, and Texas choked as they do. I imagine, honestly, Texas is going to come out on the wrong side of that series. And then the Twins and the Jays. I'm sorry. I hate the Maple Leafs with a passion, but I still have a soft spot for their baseball team.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason this baseball team should exist, and yet it continues to exist, and they're actually pretty good thanks to the help of, like, several of the sons of, like, really good players from the 80s and 90s. I mean, Vlad's kid's still there. Who's the other one? Dante Bichette's kid. And there's another one that I'm just drawing a blank on right now, I think, up there. They've been tearing the cover off the ball. Bichette's hitting like .306 for your shortstop. That would put him like easily in the top, probably one in the league at that position. Like, there's not a bad hitter in that lineup with the exception, I guess, of Dalton Varsho out in left. That's about it. Like, everyone else... Oh, Biggio's kid plays out there, too. I forgot about him. Like, but the rest of that lineup, like, you have one... Varsho's hitting .220. Everyone else is .240 and above. All but one other person is .250 or above. Like, they've got some of the best hitters in all of MLB right now. You got like 420 home run guys. And the rotation isn't terrible either. Kevin Gausman, I don't remember him being that great of a pitcher for most of his time with the Orioles, but somehow he got to Toronto and just became, and there was that stint in Atlanta where he was good for a minute too, but like he just became a world beater once he left the Orioles. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know Camden Yards ain't the greatest park to pitch in, but it's just crazy how much that jumped up. For the most part, other than Alec Manoah, who's just garbage at this point, solid rotation, really good hitting. They should take that series ultimately. Minnesota's up 1-0. I would expect that the Blue Jays are going to come back and take those other two. Let's go ahead and hit some tunes, shall we? Here's the Goo Goo Dolls at Solid State Radio. Bush, your local alternative Solid State Radio. Yes, we're legally obligated to say it that way every time. It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
How are we doing out there?
Am I the a-hole?
Yes, I do.
These are always fun, and you know, we were doing this bit before Open for Discussion did, and then I think doing it after, because I don't know if they've done a show in the last month. I don't know. That every time I tune in, it's them bitching about me for something that's gone wrong in the studio. Like, I think that's, the whole show is just all these goddamn technical difficulties, and it's all Sean's fault, the radio show. I don't know. So let's dive right into this thing, shall we? I got some good ones today.
Good.
These are, am I the a-hole for telling my wife I'm not going to sacrifice my hobbies just so I can babysit?
Babysit his own kids?
Ah, you caught me there. Yeah. So, my wife Jade and I have been together for 5 years. She also brought my stepdaughter Emily into our marriage. We have her for 4 days a week. She's at her dad's Friday through Sunday. From the beginning, Jane told me Emily doesn't need a second father figure as she has her dad to fill that role.
Whoa.
I was only supposed to be a trusted authority figure in case she ever needed anything.
Okay.
I didn't mind and try my best to respect that boundary. She's a sweet child anyway and doesn't cause trouble, so it's not like I have to discipline her. Her father is also a good dad. Emily's dad recently got married, and his wife has two kids of her own who are at their place Wednesday to Saturday, and their dad Sunday to Tuesday. Emily and her new step-siblings don't get along at all. They're always fighting, and it's pretty toxic. Emily's dad asked Jane if they could change their custody schedule to match his stepkids to keep the children apart. It's not a big deal in and of itself, because we don't live far from each other, so picking and dropping is no issue, and she can easily be dropped off to school no matter where she stays. The issue is my wife agreed to it without consulting me. She's currently doing a certification course for the next 12 months, and they have classes Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. She asked me if I can babysit Emily on Saturdays, but I can't because I play golf with my brother and sister on Saturday mornings from 8 to 1. This has been our tradition from before Jane and Emily came into my life, and I told Jane from much before that this is important to me and my siblings. She asked if I could move to another day, but that's not possible either because my siblings also have jobs and families of their own, so Saturday was the best day for us. I told her she can hire a babysitter, but she doesn't want to spend money when I can do it for free. I told her that wouldn't work for me. She then got mad and said, golf is stupid and I should put my stepdaughter over my siblings. That pissed me off, so I told her I'm not going to sacrifice my hobbies just so she can have a free babysitter. For the record, I don't have anything against Emily. I've babysat her before and she's a good kid. If there was a family emergency or an occasional occurrence, and yeah, I'd cancel golf for the day to take care of her. But I can't give up something this important to me for a continuous 12 months. She called me a selfish a-hole and slept on the couch last night. Am I a selfish a-hole?
How old is Emily?
Nine years old.
Well, pretty soon she'll be able to be allowed to be by herself. It's a double-edged sword because, I mean, on one hand, this is a warning to anybody out there. If you're marrying somebody with kids, understand that there's going to be kids. That's just the way it is.
Well, yeah.
But on the other hand, she specifically told him, hey, she's got a dad. I don't need you basically to be a stepdad. Don't worry about it. We've got this. Basically, know your role and back off. And now all of a sudden, it's... here's your role and get back in here.
Yeah, that went real quick from, you know, shut your role and know your mouth to, I guess you're going to be this kid's babysitter. Like, the fact that you came right, like, oh, she doesn't need you to be a parent, like, but now you need him to be a parent.
And they made this decision without consulting him. I mean,
that's kind of garbage.
That's not a good foundation of a marriage, where you're committing your spouse to something without consulting them. I'm something on this level. That's no.
You can't do that. Like, you can't just like drop this something like this in somebody else's lap and expect them to just roll over for it.
Yeah, he's got to give up his time with his family. I mean, to hell with it being golf. I mean, what if it was doing something else? I mean, she wants to bag on the sport of golf.
I mean, golf is stupid, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's not the greatest way to sit.
It's not enjoyable in any way.
But anyway, ultimately, when you really go down that wormhole, it's because her ex got married to somebody with two trashy kids.
Basically, yeah.
Now they can't get along, and so they have to rearrange their schedule, which rearranges the writer's schedule. That doesn't make sense. They at least owe him a conversation about it. Not okay, yeah, you're doing this. Well, no, I'm not. You guys, we're having this kind of situation because your ex-husband married somebody with trashy kids. That's their problem. That's a them problem. They have to deal with that. I don't need to be dealing with that. I have things to do with my family, because you never know how long you're all going to be on this earth together. I'm going to go play golf. This is golf, or go to a movie, or just hang out. I'm spending time. Don't worry about what we're doing. Just the fact that I'm spending time with my family.
Why can't actual dad go and just take her on her own, like, girls' day that morning or something?
Exactly.
Like, have, you know, just spend one-on-one time with her and let stepmom deal with the rotten bastards.
Yeah, exactly. They're putting too much on the writer for this. I mean, there is that when you marry somebody with kids, you're going to have to deal with their being kids. I get that. I respect it. I live it. But for that kind of decision to be made without consulting him, That's trashy. That's not cool.
Yeah, you are absolutely 110% not the a-hole here, man. Shall we do one more of these?
We shall.
All right. Am I the a-hole for telling my son he has to either sell his car or move out?
Okay.
My son is 24 and he has a Dodge Charger my dad left him when he passed away. It's a beautiful car. I wish my dad would have left it to me, but that's not the point. My son and him love working on it together. That's why my son got it. In the last year, he's gotten 4 speeding tickets and just capped it off with an impaired charge. It's too much car for him and he's irresponsible. I told him either I had to move out of my house, where he pays for basically nothing, or sell the car. He says it's all he has from his grandfather. Not true. His grandparents paid for his education. He says he was just a little over the limit, and that's the first offense that I'm being unreasonable. I want him to grow up and realize he could hurt himself or others. My ex called me up to say I was being a bitch and that I have no right to make our son sell his car. I made sure to tell him our kid was looking to move out and he was welcome to take him in.
I mean, having him move out, I get it. He's, what, 24?
Yeah, 24.
And he's getting in all legal trouble and everything else. She wants him to move out. Doesn't sound like he's chipping in. But the car thing, I get the feeling that that's sour grapes kind of thing.
Because you didn't get the car?
She didn't get the car. And now she's frustrated about it. She's pissed off and she wants, you know, get rid of the car. Or you have to move out. It doesn't make sense. It's not much of a punishment, because he's just going to go get another car.
Right. Presumably he's going to get another car and go and continue to drive places.
And then, because the next letter, am I the a-hole for not wanting to drive him all over the place after I made him sell his car? I mean, yes, you absolutely are. I mean, separate the two things. I mean, it's your father wanted him to have that car. That is a connection. That is not, you have nothing to do with that car. That car doesn't mean, you have no connections with that. So just forget about it. If you want him out of the house, then kick him out. Kick the baby bird out of the nest.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that you're an a-hole here necessarily, but it certainly does kind of seem like
you're petty
if nothing else.
Yes.
And honestly, I mean, look, if you want to kick him out of the house, totally get it. Like, Well, you're the one that decided to get drunk and get behind the wheel. You figure it out.
Yep, you're not. I mean, the letter doesn't say, but is he on her insurance?
I don't know. I assume so.
Because if that's the case, then they might have something there. But still, the car, it's...
Then just cut off the insurance. Well, that sucks to be you. Guess you're going to have to figure out how you're going to pay for this now, jackass.
Yep. I mean, yeah, I mean, it sounds like like 4 speeding tickets and a DUI. I mean, the guy
in the span of a year.
I mean, the guy is definitely being irresponsible. And I think...
As a guy who's had 5, you know, 4 or 5 deer run into him in the last, over the span of the last year or so, this guy's irresponsible.
Very irresponsible. So, car aside, I mean, okay, the car is off the table. I think we all agree that the car is off the table.
Yeah.
It's his car. You have no rights to it in any way, shape, or form.
Nope.
Kicking him out might
wake this guy up.
Yeah, wake this guy up that he's now an adult, and he's going to have to deal with this, and time to grow up.
I don't feel like that's what needs to happen there.
A two-part answer for wanting to kick him out of the house, no, you're not the a-hole. For wanting him to sell his car, you're being a petty a-hole. So, what is like the 65% the a-hole?
I'd say 75% not the a-hole. It's 25% petty.
Okay.
Hope that helps. Farouk Assault, your local alternative Solid State Radio. So, I have one sports thing, I guess. We can just go ahead and do it on this show. It's not like anyone's listening today. It's Thursday. It's mailing day. I don't know what to tell you. So, the Tigers are apparently looking for a new play-by-play guy next season.
Yeah.
Matt Shepard's been let go after 5 years.
I'm surprised.
I'm not. I am and I'm not. On one hand, it's not like there's an obvious replacement just waiting in the wings or anything, but also there are a lot of people that weren't a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily get all the hate that Shep got necessarily. Like, I've not been a fan of a lot of the rotation of color commentators, but I don't really have much of an issue with him. Like,
right.
I don't need Craig Miro on my TV anymore. I've got just, it's kind of getting old, man.
Well, who's the two guys that got into a fight?
Mario and Rod. And that's every article I've seen about this. Like, bring back Mario and Rod. Like, it's never going to happen. There's no way. They wouldn't actually bring him back. And, like, I've heard.
Was that 5 years ago?
Well, yeah. It's been that long. Craziest thing.
Okay. All right.
I mean, would I tell you right now that he'd be that Mario would be great to have in that role again, that he'd do a fantastic job at it, that I like how he did before? Yes, yes, and absolutely.
Yep.
But I just don't see at this point, like, there's a reason he's kind of bounced around gigs since here. Like, I think Dave Dombrowski got him brought on in Boston as kind of a favor, and then he didn't end up lasting there, and I just don't know if I necessarily think that's a real possibility. Would it be cool to see? Sure.
Yeah.
Do I think it's going to happen? No. I imagine it's going to end up being like one of the minor league radio guys or something that they put out, because they've already said they're not moving Dickerson over from the radio side, and they shouldn't, because he's really good at what he does.
Get Gary Thorne. I know he calls baseball games. Heard his call on ESPN.
You just want an excuse to hear Gary Thorne calling something again. And
yes, yes, absolutely. I mean,
the voice of your hockey childhood, basically.
I used to hate that guy. I really did, because I thought he was such an Avalanche lover. Now it's just like, it's kind of like, I don't like that sweater, but now you realize, well, that sweater was kind of warm and fuzzy and just made you feel good.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
I'd like to hear Gary Thorne calling a few games. Doc Emmerich, I wish he hadn't retired, because then we have to put up with Leia Hextall and that menagerie.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, no. ESPN, like, you tried, you swung on, you missed. But like, when the people I hear most of the national games are Leia Hextall on the ESPN side and Kenny Albert over on the TNT side.
I mean, he was still alive.
Well, you're thinking Marv Albert.
Oh, yeah, I am. I was thinking Marv Albert. Yes.
Yeah, no, his kid.
Okay.
Because he was, I think, doing some of the play-by-play for NBC when they were still involved in hockey and sports at all.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think... They claim, oh, we're going to do a national search, but your national search last time led to you finding the only play-by-play guy in Detroit who was unemployed and hiring him.
We looked all over the country, and then we just poked our head out and out the window. You! Right there! Yeah, you!
Yo, Shep, how cheap will you work? And, like... There's not gonna be a national search. It's gonna be. I just hope they don't go the route of the players only broadcast, because they started doing those a lot more this last season, where it was just like Gibby and Petrie and Todd Jones and whoever. And it was like ADD theater. It's like if you say you and me and Drew in a broadcast booth to call a baseball game.
Yeah. The game would go on. We're just still, they're still talking about hot dogs. God damn it. Yes, like, ketchup belongs on a hot dog. Anyway, there was a home run.
Yeah, like, no, that no one wants this. Nobody asked for this. Like, and when I saw those pop up a lot more last season, I did start to kind of think, like, oh, they really are trying to get Shep the hell out of here, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll see, but I hate to say it, kids. I don't think the pipe dream of Mario and Rod coming back in the booth and, you know, not wanting to fight each other is really that strong of a possibility.
Yeah, someone, when you get into a hostile work environment, the work environment doesn't want you back. It's kind of crazy how that works.
I know, right? Here's Better Than Ezra, Solid State Radio. Yeah. Coldplay, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Hairhug. I'm Sean Cantwell, and it's Thursday. And
these new Y3000 Cokes they're growing on me a little bit.
It just, I don't need that much berry in my Coke. It's a weird mix of things. I just don't dig it, man.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm going to be going down, you know, this weekend to Evansville and trying I've brought you back ski to try before, haven't I?
Yes. Yes. Not too bad. Interesting. It was a very interesting soda pop.
No, I'll say I like it better than Squirt, and like I feel like I don't like this stuff, but every year I find myself going down there and trying it again just to prove to myself how much I don't like it. Every time.
Oh yeah, that's why I don't drink. Okay,
that's great. Why I don't drink this. That it's not available like literally anywhere in a 9-hour radius from me. So much stuff I got to try and track down. Like, they're hopefully Yingling's still doing the Hershey chocolate porter. Gonna try and snack some of that. Oh, I gotta get you guys the barbecue chips too. The Grippos, I think you guys seemed to like last time.
Oh yeah, I wanted to turn that into a pork chop breading, but I know I would just bake the flavor right out of it.
Welcome to another installment of Adam Doesn't Know How to Cook.
Oh yeah, apparently not.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
He tried to do that and then ended up setting the house on fire. Went to boil a pot of water for some pasta, and we have no house now.
It's crazy.
I don't know what happened. It's crazy. It's the craziest thing happened. Who knows? Oh, get us out of this. It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Happy Hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge on a what day is today? Wednesday afternoon?
Something like that. It's hump day.
Stick around though. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little radio show we like to call
Sessions Tax Time. We're going to tell you how to do your taxes and hopefully, fingers crossed, not get audited.
Well, that's always helpful.
Yep.
And tune in tomorrow night for the follow-up show, how to change your name and appearance and flee to Mexico. But no, real quick, you got something coming up here Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. It's a Sessions Concert Series at the Hitchin Post. We've done one there years ago, and that was the last time I played on stage. This was 2019, and I'm playing this one. My band, St. Pauli Street, getting back together after 10 years. We're going to be opening the show, and then it's Cash O'Reilly and Cougaran. It's going to be a good time.
Should be a good time all the way around for all parties involved, really. He just books these at the Hitchin Post so he has an excuse to go play there again. That's really all this is.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what this whole show is an excuse for.
Oh, you're onto my ruse.
He started Solid State Sessions like almost 6 years ago.
Yep.
Almost 6 years ago. Just with the intent of booking gigs for his band at the Hitch and Post. I'm on to you, Harahawk. I'm on to you.
Bravo. You're not the fastest horse, but you did cross the finish line.
I knew this was coming this whole damn time and just was waiting for the right moment to strike.
Yep.
We got to go, though, because a full hour of aforementioned local original music comes up next on a little radio show we like to call Solid State Sessions. We're back tomorrow, and for some reason, so is Drew. So we'll be here at 3 o'clock, same bat time, same bat channel. All being well, talk to you then. See ya.